Chapter 22. Now the festival of the unfermented cakes, the so-called Passover, was getting near. Also, the chief priests and the scribes were seeking the effective way for them to get rid of him, for they were in fear of the people. But Satan entered into Judas, the one called Iscariot, who is numbered among the 12. And he went off and talked with the chief priests and temple captains about the effective way to betray him to them. Well, they rejoiced and agreed to give him silver money. So he consented, and he began to seek a good opportunity to betray him to them without a crowd around. The day of the unfermented cakes now arrived, on which the Passover victim must be sacrificed. And he dispatched Peter and John, saying, "Go and get the Passover ready for us to eat." They said to him, "Where do you want us to get it ready?" He said to them, "Look, when you enter into the city, a man carrying an earthenware vessel of water will meet you. Follow him into the house into which he enters. And you must say to the landlord of the house, 'The teacher says to you, where is the guest room in which I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' And that man will show you a large upper room furnished. Get it ready there." So they departed and found it just as he had said to them, and they got the Passover ready. At length, when the hour came, he reclined at the table, and the apostles with him. And he said to them, "I have greatly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it becomes fulfilled in the kingdom of God." And accepting a cup, he gave thanks and said, "Take this and pass it from one to the other among yourselves. For I tell you, from now on I will not drink again from the product of the vine until the kingdom of God arrives." Also he took a loaf, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This means my body, which is to be given in your behalf. Keep doing this in remembrance of me." Also, the cup in the same way, after they had the evening meal, he's saying, "This cup means the new covenant, by virtue of my blood, which is to be poured out in your behalf. But look, the hand of my betrayer is with me at the table. Because the Son of Man is going his way according to what is marked out, all the same, woe to that man through whom he is betrayed." So they started to discuss among themselves the question of which of them would really be the one that was about to do this. However, there also arose a heated dispute among them over which one of them seemed to be greatest. But he said to them, "The kings of the nations lord it over them, and those having authority over them are called benefactors. You, though, are not to be that way. But let him that is the greatest among you become as the youngest, and the one acting as chief as the one ministering. For which one is greater, the one reclining at the table or the one ministering? Is it not the one reclining at the table? But I am in your midst as the one ministering. However, you are the ones that have stuck with me in my trials, and I make a covenant with you, just as my Father has made a covenant with me for a kingdom, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones to judge the 12 tribes of Israel. Simon, Simon, look, Satan has demanded to have you men to sift you as wheat. But I have made supplication for you, that your faith may not give out, and you, when once you have returned, strengthen your brothers." Then he said to him, "Lord, I am ready to go with you both into prison and into death." But he said, "I tell you, Peter, a cock will not crow today until you have three times denied knowing me." He also said to them, "When I sent you forth without purse and food pouch and sandals, you did not want for anything, did you?" They said, "No." Then he said to them, "But now let the one that has a purse take it up, likewise also a food pouch, and let the one having no sword sell his outer garment and buy one. For I tell you that this which is written must be accomplished in me, namely, and he was reckoned with lawless ones. For that which concerns me is having an accomplishment. Then they said, Lord, look, here are two swords. He said to them, It is enough. On going out, he went as customarily to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples also followed him. Having come to the place, he said to them, Carry on prayer, that you do not enter into temptation. And he himself drew away from them about a stone's throw, and bent his knees and began to pray, saying, Father, if you wish, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, let not my will, but yours take place. Then an angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. But getting into an agony, he continued praying more earnestly, and his sweat became as drops of blood falling to the ground. And he rose from prayer, went to the disciples, and found them slumbering from grief. And he said to them, Why are you sleeping? Rise and carry on prayer, that you do not enter into temptation. While he was yet speaking, look, a crowd, and the man called Judas, one of the 12, was going before them, and he approached Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said to him, Judas, do you betray the Son of Man with a kiss? When those about him saw what was going to happen, they said, Lord, shall we strike with the sword? A certain one of them even did strike the slave of the high priest and took off his right ear. But in reply, Jesus said, Let it go as far as this. And he touched the ear and healed him. Jesus then said to the chief priests and captains of the temple and older men that had come there for him, Did you come out with swords and clubs as against a robber? While I was with you in the temple day after day, you did not stretch out your hands against me. But this is your hour and the authority of darkness. Then they arrested him and led him off and brought him into the house of the high priest. But Peter was following at a distance. When they lit a fire in the midst of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter was sitting in among them. But a certain servant girl saw him sitting by the bright fire and looked him over and said, This man also was with him. But he denied it, saying, I do not know him, woman. And after a short time, another person seeing him said, You also are one of them. But Peter said, Man, I am not. And after about an hour intervened, a certain other man began insisting strongly, For a certainty this man also was with him, for in fact he is a Galilean. But Peter said, Man, I do not know what you are saying. And instantly, while he was yet speaking, a cock crowed. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter recalled the utterance of the Lord when he said to him, Before a cock crows today, you will disown me three times. And he went outside and wept bitterly. Now the men that had him in custody began to make fun of him, hitting him, and after covering him over, they would ask and say, Prophesy! Who is it that struck you? And they went on saying many other things in blasphemy against him. At length, when it became day, the assembly of older men of the people, both chief priests and scribes, gathered together, and they hailed him into their Sanhedrin hall, saying, If you are the Christ, tell us. But he said to them, Even if I told you, you would not believe it at all. Moreover, if I questioned you, you would not answer at all. However, from now on, the Son of Man will be sitting at the powerful right hand of God. At this they all said, Are you, therefore, the Son of God? He said to them, You yourselves are saying that I am. They said, Why do we need further witness? For we ourselves have heard it out of his own mouth.